How do you feel?
Feel good. I feel very good. Didn't know it would take this long, but it was special with the guys, and I was real happy for them. Those guys have been working so hard, and we just keep coming in every Monday, so disappointed. And by the time I see them every Wednesday, those guys are, it's like the first game of the year. And to have them still out there going like that with how many we've lost in a row, that's what gave us a chance to win today, and just real happy for them.
You were in love with everyone, and everyone was in love with you. I mean, is there a certain feeling of redemption, or how did you feel?
No, just when you lose nine in a row, you learn to savor the moments and enjoy these. It was tough work for us to get our first win, and we got it. And I think the guys knew how much it meant to me, and I know how much it meant to them. And I think we're a pretty close team. I think we've gotten closer through adversity, and I hope this can make us better through adversity also.
Does it feel like you got the monkey off your back now after getting that first win?
Got that monkey off my back. Now I got to get my second win, or that will eventually be a monkey too. So it's, and I know that was just one win, but it definitely felt good, and we worked hard for it. But that's not what our goal was. You know, we got a lot of goals ahead of us, and we feel we're going that direction, but it was nice to get a win for everyone here.
What can that one win do for your players, especially the younger guys on this team?
I think it also, well, it's hard to win the NFL, and I don't think young guys always realize that. I don't think the more you coach, the more you realize that. Like you have to play very good, whether you're playing a real good team or a team that's not so good. It's hard to win in this league, and a lot of things got to go right. You got to work very hard. You got to play for four quarters, and I think we've seen that throughout the year. You can't take anything for granted. You lose this much in a row, and you go back to those five wins that we lost in a row by 3 points or less, and I think when you have those type of games, it's always like, oh, if we would have just done this, and that's all right, more will come. And then we kind of missed that window, got kind of a little banged up over these last few weeks and been missing some players and just trying to get back to where we were when we were competing in the game score-wise. And I think everyone now realizes you can't waste one play. You can't waste one day. It's 4 hours on Sunday, but it starts on Wednesday, and every rep that you take goes into that win or loss. And I think young guys are really learning how important practice is, how important meetings are, because every single play has can dictate the outcome of a game.
You talk a little bit about the long pass to CJ to Goodwin, and it just seemed like after that play, it was going to be your day. I mean, and
yeah, it was nice. I mean, we've hit that play a couple times. You know, we hit it last week also, and you know, the safety cut the high cross. CJ made the right read to go to the top level because the safety cut, it's a three-level throw, and the safety cut the middle guy. The O-line gave him the time to see it, and he let it rip, and it's the exact one he let rip last week versus Arizona, but this time we got a safety cut, and so there's only one guy left, and he hit him in stride. And you know, we've gotten some explosives this year, but we haven't gotten many explosive touchdowns, and it was just nice today. And not only that play, but the one to Selleck, a run to Breida. It just felt real nice, and some of those explosives, the guys end up making a hell of a play and finish it and getting us points.
Also, touchdowns. How many hits that Beathard took last week, and definitely a cleaner game. What was the difference that you saw that kept them from getting hit?
Well, I mean, I think, one, just being able to run the ball as much as we did. I thought the biggest thing for us that we've struggled on all year was how good we did on third down. I don't know what our final percentage was, but it seemed like 70 or 80, something around there. And to be able to make those third downs, to stay on the field, to allow you to run your offense, mix in the run game a lot, have some play actions and keepers off of it, not having to drop back very much except on third down or anything over third and three. I think it was balanced, and it takes the pressure off everybody. Mainly the quarterback, but also the O-line, the receivers, the backs. You make them defend the whole field, and you put guys in more of an advantageous advantage.
How does the way CJ played today give you pause to delay putting Jimmy into that role after the bye, or is that still the plan to put him in?
No, that, you know, it never was the plan, you know. It's, as I told you guys, I'm taking it week by week, so I don't have to put really pause on anything. It's looking forward very much to seeing our guys tomorrow. So we can enjoy this, review it together, coach up all the stuff that we can get better at. We're going to take a team photo, do some things, and then we're going to get away from each other for a while. We'll continue to work with Jimmy over the bye week here and there. You know, we've got some rotations with some coaches doing that to catch him up, and we'll get a bonus practice next Monday or a week from tomorrow where we give everyone back in, and that'll be to get everyone loose and get them back from their time off, and we'll see where it goes from there. So we'll have Monday as an extra day, and then we'll start that evaluation Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But it's not just about CJ. It's not just about Jimmy. There's a lot of things that go into it.
Just to be clear, Adam Schefter reported this morning that your plan is to start Garoppolo after the bye. That's not true?
And that's not my plan. I don't have a plan yet, you know, so there's no way anything you guys hear reported could be accurate because I just told you guys our plan, right, which is we're going to evaluate when it gets to that time. So it depends where Jimmy's at that time. I know CJ got banged up today also with the stomach again, so we'll see where he's at. But we'll deal with that Monday when we come in here next week.
Were you waiting to take the team further after the win?
No, I'm waiting until I'm forced to take it. And, we usually do that on a bye week just so we can knock it out and get it out of the way.
How much of an impact did getting Joe Staley back on the line make today?
I think it made a lot. You know, I mean, Joe's definitely one of the better tackles in this league, one of our best players. So anytime you go into a game without him, you're definitely missing some stuff. So it was great to get him out there. You know, he definitely caught me off guard this week when he sent me a text on Tuesday telling me he was playing. I told him not to mess with my emotions when he did that because I've been told that before and then it doesn't happen. So I tried to slow play it all week to not get too excited about it, but the way he looked in practice, he looked good each day, and for him to come out there today, I think pumped a lot of guys up because that's not something he had to do by any means. It was something he wanted to do, and we really appreciated it.
A couple more.
Was there ever a point where you were concerned that losing was going to kind of seep into the culture that you were trying to build, and that would kind of become the accepted standard?
Yeah, always. It's. I mean, I think that's what happens to most people. I mean, that just. You lose 9 games in a row, and especially some of the tough ways we did it, and then feeling like you're getting more banged up as it went along. You know, it's tough. It's tough work, and it's a lot easier when you just check out and point fingers at people and blame it on someone else. And that's not what our guys did. And I do think we have some special people in our building. I think it's tested the character that we have. And I do believe that we will be stronger for it. It's stuff I talk about every Monday, and it usually leads throughout the week that it's very hard to find out about other people or about yourself until you see how you handle adversity. And I've been very impressed with a lot of guys in that locker room, our coaching staff, how they've handled this.
Did it feel different coaching with the lead? Did you tell yourself, man, this is a weird feeling to have the lead right now?
It did. It felt more normal, to tell you the truth. Just in terms of calling plays and things like that. I've never thought too much out of that, so I haven't made too big a deal about that, but it's gone pretty out of whack this year over those previous 9 games to how little that we have had a lead. And you don't realize that till you go back and look at some of the scores. You're like, man, we've only had it for about 6 plays. And then happened today, we got a lead, and they came back and answered pretty quick. So it starts to seem like here we go again, especially after we got a couple turnovers there, which I was so impressed with because we had some turnovers, and on those turnovers, they didn't go down and score after it. Our defense stepped up right at the right time, and we came out in the second half. And, you know, I felt the second half, you know, both sides answered, and that last half of the fourth quarter felt very good.
See, last 2 weeks, he's been, you know, tuning out all the noise since you guys added Jimmy. You know, how has his approach been in your mind?
It's been very impressive. You know, he doesn't. Everyone says that because that's what you should do, but it's harder to do than it is to say that. And but CJ, it's been very true. That hasn't fazed him at all. He's been the same guy since the first day I met him till now. You know, he just works, he grinds, he's extremely tough. He's very smart. The game is not too big for him, and he enjoys playing football. And we got a good quarterback room here, and those guys have been working great together. It's been real fun to come to work with them throughout the year, and I'm really looking forward to getting back after next week and finish this year with all those guys.